What is the relationship and distinction between thought forms and mind-body-spirit complexes? How do they relate to conscious service? We are those of Uxall, and we are with this instrument at this time. We greet you merrily in the radiant love and effervescent light of our one infinite Creator, who bestows upon all of us the magnificent consciousness that allows us to relate one to another as mirrors of its divine radiance. We are pleased to make contact once more with your circle, for it has been a few rounds, has it not, since our last visit. This is of no concern, because you have focused your love to such a degree that the challenge issued by this instrument has cooperated with our challenge to bring only what is helpful and can be transmitted to you with profit and love. This intercourse between those of your kind and those of our kind, therefore, is not simply a parlor trick, shall we say, but instead draws upon seeking. We may seek at different rungs on the ladder, but our positions are connected, and we know when we reach back our hand to you, we reach our hand to ourselves. And when we reach our hand up, we reach to ourselves. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, all that is required for this transmission to effect a positive experience is honesty on all parts and a faithfulness to the Creator's will and purpose. Thank you for exercising discrimination this evening. We know this is a perennial request that you must weary, we correct the sense, that you must grow weary of from time to time. We know this instrument does. However, he also recognizes, as we are sure you do, how crucial free will is to the path you seek to tread. That we not in any way manipulate or subtly influence you to do what we would, but only to call to the Creator within you and have you channel from that inner source its will, its love, its purposes. And that, my friends, is a task we cannot perform for you, nor would we. Please dispense with any of our comments that you do not agree with, that you do not feel right, that seem off in any way. And this need not be a decision you make at this moment. You may listen or read back and make your decision then. For now, let us bask in our Creator's love and light. Let us commune together. And let us run our fingers over the sacred text of the Word that is our Creator in manifestation. We pause to deepen our contact with your circle. I am Aksal. Thank you. Now, this evening, you have investigated the term thought form, and you present us with several aspects of inquiry into this that we find our complex is suited to address. You ask, firstly, what is the relationship between a being such as yourself and a being that you might identify as that of a thought form? For you have given us a working definition that we are not eager to expand or complexify to a very great degree. You have a concept of the thought form that works for you, and this is adequate for us to serve you. The conditions that we correct this instrument, the distinctions between what you are and what a thought form is, are rather elementary to enumerate. To begin with, it is true, as the one known as Edgar once stated, that mind is builder. Mind is the substrate of the Creator's entry into illusion for the purposes of self-discovery in its multifaceted, fractally organized approach. This is important to realize at the get-go, so to speak, because you articulate at this moment complexes in excess of mind. Now, it is true that there is the relationship there between body and mind and spirit and mind. And this instrument's articulation of the convenient ways to distinguish them has flaws to it, we would admit. And we are limited in our message by the flaws in this model. But my friends, if this were the end of the story, how would one ever approach unity and perfection? There must be some continuity between distortion and that which was distorted. Otherwise, no recognition could occur. And in this matter, those of your circle have spoken quite well. That this chain, this genealogy of distortions, speaks to the goodness of creation, the redemption of separation, and the all-encompassing majesty of our one infinite Creator. So, to return to the subject, we begin with mind, for thought forms occur in this complex, the mind complex. As you know, this complex is so named because it consists of several parts working in tandem to effect the faculty of mentation that makes manifestation and yielding to the wind of spirit possible, nay, inevitable. So, your experience of thought forms will be different than ours simply for one reason that is quite colloquial to your experience. And that is that you do not have direct access, easy access to the unconscious portions of this complex. This will create a situation in which what we describe about the difference between you as a thought creator and the thought form as a created thought will persist somewhat as an unbalanced equation. And we ask your forgiveness for this incompleteness. As our brothers and sisters of Urkas have intimated, where words fail, the vibration behind words can help. If one can learn the skill of feeling into messages to touch their center rather than critiquing their outer character for the paradoxes and inconsistencies that will always obtain through the distortion of language. With this caveat offered, we believe you have seen the first distinction and the first relation between form of thought and generator of thought. Now, are you not generated as a being somewhat? Yes and no. It is not true that you are a thought form in totality. However, there is some truth to the idea that the complexes of which you partake, be they your own individual complex of mind, body, and spirit complexes, the complex you form as a circle, or as a culture, or nation, or what have you, partake of this genesis. You create structures that give you articulable avenues into the plenum of potential. And it is your thought structures that call to the activation of potentials for all of these possibilities exist in simultaneity. And one of the features of the mind complex is its ability to bring what is in potentiation into actuality. You call this creation, and we do as well. But it is somewhat of a misnomer, since it really consists more of a choice of experience of that which already is. The aspect of time plays a role here, for it is the change that time mediates that creates the possibility for the shift between potential and actuality. Now we have given you some more precise ways to, no pun intended, think about thought. For you are inclined to consider your thoughts as coming out of thin air, so to speak. And this is not the case. You simply, as a mind complex, let us say, have the ability to direct your little portion of the first distortion of our Creator to the magnification in time, in awareness of a given sector of this thought edifice. When we use the word edifice, what we mean is a kind of pre-existing plenum of potential that exists most primarily as thought. Thought forms cannot do this. they are capable of action upon other thoughts, to be sure, for this is the basis of their ability to trickle down into manifestation. And if they had not this capability, you would hardly recognize them as a character in the play whatsoever. But they have no will, my friends, save that imbued in them by an entity such as yourself. And let us put a fine point on it. You occupy a link in the logoic chain. And this is what is crucial. The logos is the portion of creation that acts upon creation to direct the creator's investigation of itself in a manner that we describe in the Confederation as intelligent. What are the aspects of this intelligence? What are its qualities? So that you may see the distinctions and the relations between these two categories of creation. Well, first, the ability to participate in the patterning of the creation. We do not say author the patterning, though in some cases, your creativity as an, we correct this instrument, as a feature of your logoic patrimony, does involve the deep actuation of potential in a way that seems to you in front of the veil as pure creation. We quibble not with the word, for it simply reflects one facet of an experience that you cannot appreciate in total in your present conscious state. Secondly, you have the ability to blend not simply with thoughts, but with other mind, body, spirit complexes. Indeed, with complexes of a variety of descriptions. This is how you are able, for example, to invest your second density friends with opportunities to actuate the spirit complex. And the dawning of the reflective nature of awareness that allows for pattern recognition beyond reactions and instincts. This is one example. Another is that which our brothers and sisters of Hatan mentioned previously, when a circle such as yours takes careful time to intentionally blend their will, their seeking, and their energies. Thought forms don't do this, you see. They are kinds of patterns set in motion by those occupying a place in the logoic beingness of the creation. This is more clearly articulated in archetypal study, my friends, where you can see matrix of mind as the actor and potentiator of same as that which is acted upon. This is a dichotomy whose true import and value is not in the Dingen an sich themselves, but instead in the space between them, as those of Hatan offered. For there you see the dynamism at play. And this is a clue as to why those of Ra encouraged the comparison of archetypal stations one to another to learn of their nature. For to know what is in part to discover what is not. And there is much mystery here that discloses the Creator's nature to the careful and judicious seeker. For that matter, thought forms do not seek except in the crudest and most shallow manner. For their intentionality, so to speak, is very attenuated. Because thought has an inherent nature independent of the reason of its generation, its cultivation of potential, and its instrumental purpose as constituent of the overall will, or at least a higher stratum of will, you may appreciate that this involves that very reflexive character of mind we spoke of earlier. There is no reflexivity in a thought form. Now, there is no reflexivity in the mind complex either, except to the extent that you and your mind complex are not the same thing. This is why we use the word complex, for it allows us to speak of a portion of this logoic beingness that is greater than the sum of the complex elements, so to speak. If there is paradox here, it is the paradox of separation. For as logos, sub-logos, sub-sub-logos, you partake of the Creator's desire for unity and awareness directly. Distortedly, no doubt. But remember what has been mentioned previously. Distortion is not pejorative. It is inherent in the inevitability of reunification. For that which can be distorted, diluted, modified, has within it that which can be recognized back to the source. And on the service to others path, this tracing, this pulling of the thread of love through the chain of distortions comprises your genealogical origin. So, there you have it. Our explication, such as can be conveyed through this meager instrument of such a broad subject as you have inquired about. Now, that you are aware of your place in the hierarchy of the creation. What shall you do with this? You as creator, you as co-creator, and you as created. How may you employ thought in its form, its potency over some period of time, such that you may serve? Well, this will retrace previously conveyed information from our brothers and sisters of Latui. For they spoke, did they not, of the manner in which negative ideas and thought forms might be pruned. In truth, this is the task of the entity exercising the polarized choice. For when the thoughts that bind you to the illusion, especially those that are deeply embedded in your incarnate experience, are starved out, shall we say, through denying them the fertilizer of your attention. What is left is quite positive, quite creative, quite effusively generous, even. You are on a planet in which, we correct this instrument, on which the predominant thought forms, despite your experience, are positive. This is why your assembly into social memory is at hand. and the negativity you experience is but the final testing of your true desire. As our brothers and sisters of Mong Ka conveyed previously, the time of sublimated negativity into the planet, the subconscious of the social memory complex, is over. And what you deal with now is quite plain before your face. What you see is what you get. And it will not even last too terribly much longer, one way or another, my friends. If there were the opportunity to shift this planet's polarity, it would have happened long ago. For the tools and the potential were there. And now, as those of Ra have previously offered, all that is left to exploit by service to self entities is that quiet horror they spoke of. So your task, in order to serve on the side of the light, is to work on your own distortions, which have, in many cases, their ground in the thought form, the patterns of approaching experience you learned not discarnately, but in your lifetime, in the last couple of dozen years. We know describing it this way will not make the challenge seem less. As much as we might wish to encourage you in the agency you have in the mind, we are not here to persuade you. We simply lay the map in front of you. We don't even point at a location, for you, like us, are in the logoic chain, and your will be done as the Creator's will. One way or another, in error and deceit, or in pure honesty and magnanimity. Either way, you will learn and you will grow. So, if you can conceive of service as a matter of setting the right intentions, as this instrument mentioned earlier, you have a kind of scale with which to weigh each discrete thought form you are able to identify. And therefore, the work becomes more an issue of inventorying the conscious mind for that which feeds this intention and prosecutes your mission as servants of the Creator, and those which pull you into the dark, but sometimes more comfortable, sinkhole of indifference. you need not fight the negative. As the one known as Dion verily and truthfully related, it is merely a matter of not giving it your imprimatur, so to speak, of letting the negativity spin itself out. For to fight is to offer it fuel. To oppose is to make it more concrete than it need be, if indeed this is an illusion, and if indeed you have faith in the reality behind that illusion. There are complex and erudite forms of magic and thought that employ these forms to great effect. But we would not offer these to you, for at this late hour, the train is in motion. The boulder is rolling down the hill. You need only step a little bit further aside as you ascend. We hope that this helps you use your faculties as a sub-sub-logos to the best ends, such that you may realize the Creator in your life, and you may learn to listen to your true self, so that more and more, regardless of the chaos around you, service becomes an act of love instead of one of desperate defense. This is the way of wisdom that we of Oksal are able to share with you, that can have some place in a third density life. Of course, there is more to say, but we would now listen to your comments, questions, and find how to speak to your heart at this time. We are those of Oksal. Are there any remarks to be shared with us at this time?
You spoke briefly on investiture in second density companions. I was wondering if the rapid phenotype changes in second density companions were due to domestication, were due to higher density energies, and if there's a similar effect across all densities, like fourth density energy integrated doing something like phenotype changes.
We are those of Oksal, and we are aware of your query, my brother. We are following your train of thought, and there is some sliver of truth to the way you are approaching this, but it is not as concrete as you have laid out. Rapid phenotype changes are an element of second density nature on this planet. Now, other planets have different manners of evolutionary transmission of information across the generational divides. And their periodicity is, again, different. We would not invest, so to speak, a great deal of import in how investiture affects the physical characteristics of the second density entity. This is simply not as important, we would suggest. What is important in investiture is the slow emergence of the reflexive nature of mind that we spoke of earlier, as the one known as Nona related. To catch a pale reflection of the Creator in the mind, such that the upward spiraling light is not simply instinctually pursued, but begins to allow it demand, in fact, the direct participation of the mind-body complex in the evolutionary structures of the universe itself, beginning with the third density experience of achieving polarization. Phenotypes come and phenotypes go, my brother, for there is a great diversity in second density life forms throughout the cosmos. And we simply do not have a great deal to offer when it comes to this more scientistic approach. It is the spirit complex that is the grand prize, a prize you still pursue, for as we explicated with thought forms, the actuation of what is potential is merely a first step, and there is much to follow, as you will shortly discover in your evolutionary path, my brother. May we speak further to this in any way.
No, I think that's great. Thank you.
We are grateful to you for this question. We do not mean to hem in your inquiry, only to offer that which we have to give. I am Aksal. Is there a final query before we depart your circle?
You mentioned the concept of study methods, experimental health, and the practice of meeting with the block that of the earth as a way of wisdom that could have a place in third density experience. I hope I got that right. Could you elaborate on those words for us?
I am Aksal, and I believe that we have your question correctly understood. Please re-query if we are off the mark, for this answer, as we conceive it now, is very brief. We only mean to say that, firstly, your great lesson in this density, whether you be wanderer or native, is love, not wisdom. Faith, not the levers of control that the patterning of the creation offer to the mind-body-spirit complex. When we give you a hint of what is possible in the mind complex, we do not want to set expectations for you that would detract from the primary pursuit of love in all of its guises. Secondly, we wish to hem in, so to speak, any misapplication of our words. Because in spite of the limited command you have over your total complex, you still, my brother, are quite powerful. And with this power comes the possibility of deeper error in the metaphysical world than the physical would allow. Remember the story of Ra speaking of Carla's potential kidnapping, so to speak, into negative time space. This is an extreme. We underline boldface and highlight extreme example of the kind of thing we are talking about when you tap fully into what you are capable of. For you do not need a driver's license to drive the Lamborghini into the China shop. And your goal is to simply graduate high school, my brother, if you take our meaning, not to become a Formula One driver. Have we met the query sufficiently for you?
Absolutely.
We are so pleased. We are those of Oxal, and we acknowledge this instrument's fatigue. He wants to chill with his friends and not fall asleep on them. We understand. And we feel we have covered a great deal of ground with you. You may feel our message is elementary, but in third density, you do not need to be wizards. You must learn to be servants. Servants of your Creator. Servants of each other who mirror the Creator back to you. The rest of it comes later. Have faith, my brothers and sisters, for this is your power. And if you realize this faith in incarnation, you wield a power that no discarnate entity can combat or manipulate. Work on your distortions, not because you must be perfect, but because they give you something to apply yourself to, and through this application, to learn about our one infinite creator. I am Oxal. I leave you now in the love and light of this infinite creator of ours, thanking you on behalf of the entire Confederation for giving us this opportunity this weekend. Adonai Vazu Baragas, I am Oxal.